You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and it is Puppies Sound Good today. We welcome back Brandy King from the Humane Society of Callaway County, along with Ron and Brynja Allred, and maybe the most adorable puppy you've brought to date, and that's saying something, Callaway. So, guys, welcome back, and tell me about this precious, precious puppy.
Hey, thanks for having us. She is precious, and we have a whole litter of them, and they are all precious. Callaway is just, she's a lab husky mix of some sort, and she is going to be a big dog, but right now she's little and sleepy, and so she's sitting on Brynja's lap just sleeping away and not fazed at all by any of the commotion of the radio station, so she's a good puppy. And we've got Ron and Brynja here, of course, and they're a wonderful foster family that we have, and so he can probably tell you a little bit more about her since they've been hanging out quite a bit for the last few days.
Well, first, how old is she? And then second, I want to know how she came into your lives.
Okay. She's 7 weeks old yesterday. And she came to us. There was a lady who took two mother dogs that, you know, they were kind of in a bad situation. And so she took them in order to help them. Well, it turns out she actually fell down the stairs and cracked some ribs. And she surrendered the dogs to us, and we placed them in an emergency foster, and we had 13 puppies plus the mom, and so we've been busy for the last month for sure, and so she's just one of two litters that are just gorgeous little puppies, and they're all on our website and on petfinder.com if anybody's interested.
So are the puppies in 13 different homes, or are some of them grouped together?
They were actually in one home, in one home for the last about 3 or 4 weeks, and so she was definitely busy. And then last week we ended up splitting them between different foster homes, so each foster home has 2 or 3 puppies.
Well, tell me, Ron, about Callaway. Is she well-tempered? I know she's a little girl, but what do you know about her so far?
Well, so far we've only had her for about since last Tuesday, and we've had her and her two other sisters, and she's probably the most medium-tempered of all three of them. We've got the older one, the bigger one, which is Laker, and she's probably the more getting into everything, tries to break down every barrier that we have to keep her away from the other pets' food and everything. We've got her, which is more the medium temper. Then we have the smaller one, whose name is Bear, but when we got them, they were all differentiated by their collars. That was their names, they're blue, red, and orange. but she's like the more calm, more sedate one of their group. She's kind of more all the laid back. But when you get all three of them together, it's nothing but what we call crazy puppy shenanigans. It's just
puppy chaos.
Yeah, puppy chaos. They're all over the place and they're playing. And Brynja gets along with them great. And since she's been off for a fall break this week, she's been a great help with them. She's been taking them outside and so they can go out and do their business outside. And she's been really good with them. I mean, just really has been.
Okay, always going to talk for us.
She's trying. She's doing a little bit.
Well, she's been a hit on campus. I mean, we came up from we came up from the Career Center parking lot, and I think it was about every 10 seconds or 10 steps we took, we had somebody wanting to pet her and everything. So she's definitely a gorgeous puppy, like you said.
Hello, Callaway. So if someone's listening at home now, and I bet that several people probably are thinking, how do I go about seeing if I can adopt perhaps this puppy or some of her brothers and sisters? Brandy, how can someone do that?
Well, the first step is always to fill out an application, and those can be found on our website at forthepets.org under the adoptions section. And you can email it to us. You can fax it to us. It's 761-1884 is our fax number. And then we'll review the information that's on there. We'll call your vet. We'll call your landlord if you've got one, and see if the breed would be a good match for your family lifestyle. And then we do a meet and greet, and then you get to take the puppy home if everything works out well. So it is a process, but we do that in order to make sure that they're going to solid homes and that they're not going to come back. As much as we love to see them grow up, we don't want them back. We want them to go to homes forever. And so we do make it a little bit of a process, but anybody who's adopted from us is usually very happy, you know, with the process and with the outcome. And so it's a good program that we've got.
I'll tell you what, this is your stereotypical adorable puppy. If you look it up in the dictionary, it's a picture of Callaway.
It
so
is. She's so
precious.
Cute.
Absolutely precious. Well, you've got a big event coming up Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's Barktoberfest.
Barktoberfest. It's huge. We actually didn't do Bark in the Park over the 4th of July, so we've replaced that with Barktoberfest. A nice fall event, and the weather's supposed to be beautiful, so come out with your dogs and have a good doggy day with us, and we're doing microchipping, and we'll have a cakewalk there, too. We'll have treats for the dogs, and we'll have some of our foster dogs there. We'll have lunch, so you can come and have lunch with us. And so we're doing pictures also, the fall holiday pictures. And then we've got some of our T-shirts for sale and things like that. And so it's just a real fun event to come out and just have a day with your dogs. And it's going to be 11 to 2 this Saturday, October the 12th.
And it's at the Central Park Courthouse mm-hmm. Pavilion.
Yes, right next to the dog park.
And then you've got another big event coming up next month. Tell us mm-hmm. about that.
That's our Holiday Bazaar, and that's one of our biggest fundraisers as well. And we have lots of Christmas and holiday things for sale. We have lots of auction items, lots of good things for Christmas presents, some really nice things that people donate and that make for us. We have some quilts and things that'll go up. And so that's going to be actually before we're back on WKMS next month. That's going to be on the 9th. And so if you want to come out and support us at the Holiday Bazaar, it'll be at the library, and it'll be 10 to 5.
Well, I'll tell you what, it sounds like it's going to be a busy couple of months, and people can find out more information about everything going on at the Humane Society of Callaway County by going to forthepets.org.
Mm-hmm.
Brandy King, Ron Allred, Brynja Allred, and the adorable Callaway, thank you so much for being on Sounds Good today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.